Before we go too deep into the agenda, I'd like to ask our gracious host here at Champaign-Urbana and our acting chancellor, Barb Wilson, to bring us a welcome. Barb.
Thank you all. I decided to come over here so that people can see me a little better. I'm delighted on behalf of our faculty and our staff and students here on the Urbana campus to welcome all of you. This is the first BOT meeting of the academic year, and we're just delighted to host you. As you probably all know, I'm in week four as acting chancellor of this campus, and I can say confidently that it has not been dull. I've been spending a lot of time talking with faculty and with staff and students from across the campus, and even alumni who've been talking to me either through email or through phone. And I've been really emphasizing two messages so far, and I thought I would share them with you today. First, this is a tremendous university with a long history of excellence. And I might say that presidents and chancellors and provosts and even deans come and go over our long 150-year history. But those changes, and truly those changes can be unsettling, as we know. But what I've been emphasizing to everyone is that the excellence of this campus is really in the daily interactions between faculty and students. Those are in the classroom, in the labs, in our design studios, in our residence halls, and all across campus where the hard work is being done, the cutting-edge research and the innovative educational opportunities that we're providing students. So I like to emphasize that we're still doing great things here, and we need to remind ourselves of that. The second message is that we need to focus on some good news, and we seem to have a lot of news that we're not necessarily proud about lately, but I want to turn the tables and turn the tide and try to emphasize some positivity. So I've got some good news today that I'm going to share. I hope you'll bear with me. And I won't take too long. We've already heard great enrollment news. Last Friday marked our 10-day enrollment period where we officially announce and declare our statistics in terms of student enrollments. And we welcomed proudly 7,565 new freshmen and 1,381 new transfer students this year. Both numbers are up from last year, and in fact, this is the second highest class of new students in terms of enrollments that we've had in the history of the Urbana campus. So clearly, Illinois continues to be a destination place for students all across the country and indeed all across the world. 5,940 of those freshmen are from right here in Illinois with Illinois zip codes, and that's 73%, to be precise, if anybody's wishing for a statistic, and that's up from last year as well. I'm also proud to say that 17% of our new students are from underrepresented groups, and all of those numbers are up, all in every single category compared to last year. Once again, 20% or 1 in 5 of our new students are first in family to attend college. So we continue to emphasize access and affordability as part of our land-grant mission. We also welcomed over 1,000 international students in this year's class. So again, a global destination. So our freshman class is bigger, and it has more Illinois residents, and it's more diverse, and it counts some of the most academically talented students in the world. This recruitment success, I must say, doesn't happen just automatically. There have been literally hundreds of faculty and staff who've been involved in recruitment this year, and I just want to acknowledge their work. And in fact, as dean of LAS, I held a mandatory first ever department head meeting for all of our 37 units. They've never actually had a mandatory meeting where we spent the entire hour talking about the importance of undergraduate recruitment, and I dare say I think they're all focused very heavily on it. You should also know that as dean, I personally attended every single one of our 8 admitted student days here on campus in this room and addressed all of our LAS students and parents and welcomed them to consider Illinois as a destination place. They all have choices, many choices of other institutions, and I think it's imperative that they hear from us regularly about why Illinois is the best option. We also have good news on the faculty front. We hired 120 new tenure track faculty this year, and they come from prestigious institutions all across the country and even in the world, MIT, Stanford, Michigan, Berkeley, and many others, not to leave any others out, but we have many, many great faculty joining us. And they're coming to join an elite group of faculty that are continuing to be recognized across the country and even internationally. This past year alone, 6 faculty were elected to the National Academy of Sciences on our campus, and 3 more faculty were elected to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. And that's just a snippet of all of the awards that our faculty are achieving. Yesterday, more good news, the U.S. News and World Report annual rankings of undergraduate programs was released, and it's pretty good news again for us. We overall went up one spot, so we're now 41st rather than 42nd among all institutions in this country, and we tied for 11th among publics. So we continue to hold our own. We're very proud of that ranking. The College of Engineering was ranked 5th in the nation, and our College of Business was ranked 15th overall. Accounting continues to be ranked 2nd in the nation, has been for many years. Agricultural, civil, engineering sciences, and materials engineering are all ranked 2nd. So we have a lot to be proud of. We don't like to play to our rankings. We don't like to emphasize rankings. But we know that parents and students and even potential faculty members look at the rankings as part of the information that they use to decide whether to join our campus. So we need to pay attention to them, and we need to be proud that we're doing as well as we are. As Chancellor, I will continue efforts to enhance diversity on our campus. I believe that that diversity is essential to our excellence. And I invite you to look at our new Inclusive Illinois report, which I think you all have copies of. It really outlines our plans, our metrics, how we imagine going forward in the coming year. And I will be part of leading that effort on this campus. Finally, one of the most impressive lightning shows we've ever had forced our football opening game back a day. You may or may not have been there or know about it, but it certainly didn't slow our team down. The 49-point win over Kent State was the largest margin of victory for us here since 2011, and the first time we scored 4 touchdowns in the first quarter since 1960. So we have some pride in terms of our athletics as well. I hope you'll all forgive me for exceeding my 3 to 4 minutes of welcoming you, but I just feel like it's really important that we share good news. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be here in this role, and I look forward to working with all of you. And I want to welcome all of you to the campus for this board meeting. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Barb and Ed, both, for stepping in the breach and providing leadership and continuity. Very much appreciated, and congratulations on your first football win.